truth.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to make up the date here as we go along. Remember, it's all made up. It's all about controlling you. It's who they want you to be, not who you want to be. It is April 22nd. It's a Monday, 2024. Well, again, guys, this is the world we live in where facts are all made up and the answers really don't matter. And it just doesn't, you know, just whoever's got the loudest megaphone or mega horn or whatever it is, man, that's who gets the greasy wheel gets the pig. Or how does that work again? This is where we find ourselves chasing down things that we just can't seem to get our mind wrapped around, when we know that the world around us is absolutely just full of it. So anyway, had to brew up some water for the show, ran out just before, so make sure and get my water in here. Today is Earth Day, and on Earth Day, Congress decided not to do much, which was great. I mean, it was glad that they could take the day off. Ken, thank you so much for being here. It says, happy Monday. Anyway, so John Candy, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here as well. Jonathan and Edward, looks like they are here as well. So let's catch up with all these fellas. John Kennedy, thank you so much for being here. Anyway, so golly, you guys are jumping in early. Jonathan, Edward, and Ken all in here. Bam, bam, bam with John Kennedy. All four of you checked in first. I have some astonishing news. Okay, this is Ken, so he's going to bring this into us. Saturday night at karaoke, I had 50-plus people all singing God Bless the USA by Lynn Greenwood. Well, knowing that you sing in karaoke, Ken, well, we're just going to have to go ahead and take your star for today. We will allow you to participate in the show, but did not know you were a karaoke king. No, I'm just giving you a hard time. That's cool, dude. I mean, this is what we have to do, man. We have to be able to say that the world around us is a little bit better every day because you're in it. And that's how we win this whole war. That's how we get back on these guys. When we find out that us pushing against the machine makes the world a better place. Quick update today, guys, on the TikTok update. We have broke the 3,300 follower threshold. We have actually now broke 3,300. It's only taken 3 years after they took some 80,000 away from me to get over the 3,300 mark. Thank you guys so much for sticking it out. And those of you that have been unfollowed or unfriended or whatever, come back. We miss you because Twitter took you away from us. So anyway, that's just the world we live in where we know the media moguls. By the way, the TikTok ban did go through on Saturday. So everybody who's worried about a band going through because China owns it, it's actually not China, it's Thailand, or not Thailand, Taiwan. And the other part of that is it's not about banning TikTok, it's about having the government be able to come into your computer and censor you at your tablet and at your computer and at your phone. They're going to be able to come in and monitor you on all levels of social media, and they will be the finger on the scale. Jeremy Phillips, thank you so much for being here, sir. Appreciate it. Paladrone dates. Oh, yeah, John Kennedy. All Paladrone Drakes trait. 4/20/24 through 4/20/29. If you guys know what paladrome means, if you don't, look it up. But since Saturday through the 24th, or sorry, through the 29th, this is what we're doing. Laurent, up in Canada, the old Canucks up there. Thank you for the share and the like already. Thank you, Laurent, for being a part of the show. Appreciate you, buddy. Anyway, so one of the things that I want you all to understand you need to bow the knee and start, you know, really worshiping the earth, right? Because Mother Earth, this is Mother Earth. The Earth gave birth to you. It's your, you know, birthplace, your mother. A lot of weird things we use about this planet, what we call this planet. But I will tell you right now, for me, this whole thing is ludicrous. You live on this planet. Okay, I'm in the basement in my studio. And so there's about this much dirt above me or whatever or beside me. And I am on Earth. And I know that if I take and drop almost 3,000 nuclear bombs since the 50s,
America,
that I might be destroying the world or the stuff around me. That's possible, correct? Yeah, correct. But at the same time, I don't need to be reminded that this is my Earth and that I need to have a whole day dedicated to Earth Day and that Earth is my home planet and take care of Mother Earth. I want to give you guys some statistics or some little factoids that will kind of... Oh, Lauren, good to see you. He commented, says, hello, Jim, from Canada, the only place where you have a clown right in the Canada. Hey, Lauren, I heard that Trudeau is bored of being your prime minister. He's bored with it. Not my quote, his quote. Trudeau is bored with being your prime minister. It's just a boring job. It's a nothing job. He wants something far more exciting. Maybe he can be a whole, in charge of WEF, or he can be in charge of the WHO, or he can be the UN prime minister, general counsel guy, or whoever that is. Or wait, no, he could be the guy in charge of NATO. Maybe that's exciting enough for him, where he can go in there and throw people at the money machine called the wood chipper, or I mean war, wood chipper. Where did I get that from? That's crazy. So as we go down through how we see the world around us, these people are doing everything they can to manipulate us and control us. And by putting fear into us and making us think that there are other things that we're not paying attention to. Guys, on this weekend, we've had a real banner weekend for government. It's we spent $100 billion. I'm sorry, I exaggerated. Just under $100 billion. We're going to send now on Earth. I'm going to do a couple different things. LGBTYQ. Well, you do not have to be a woman to be in the women's sports in college or any other thing like that. The Biden Obama administration has said that no, that's we're gonna squash all your women's efforts that you guys have been doing through Title IX and other things like that. We're just gonna let men do it. So you got girls, just stay home. You don't need to worry about it. We got it. You know, just kind of like the same idea when Kent well, I'm having a real hard time with recall today. I don't know what's going on. Hey Pete, good to see you, man. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Lindsay, great to see you as well. Thank you for being here. So, golly, I don't know why my recall is so far off today. The world we are living in. Hey, Megan, good to see you as well. Good to see ya. She hasn't been here in a while, so did talk to her last week. Lawrence says because you can't handle the heat. So let me go through a couple quick things. If you were to pick up the Earth in your hand, it would seem so smooth and so slick that you would think it was something special if you were to pick up the Earth in your hand. If the Earth was big enough, if the Earth was the size of this crystal ball here. Ooh, I got a crystal ball. Let me see inside of there, see what I can see. This is a gift from Karen, so I always appreciate that she did that for me. Sent it to me for my birthday. What's going on with the war? I think we're going to World War III soon. Well, Pete, now we're not going to go. We're just giving everybody paychecks. We're not going to do World War III. It doesn't make a lot of money when you blow everything up. You got to blow it up a little at a time, and then that way you can make money at it. So I want to give you a couple of quick things here as we go through. I got to get through the Earth Day. I got to get through Trump stuff. I got to get through the billion, $100 billion, all that good stuff. And I got to ask me about Israel's budget. You got to remind me about that. So really fascinating stuff. So if I were going to pick up the Earth on Earth Day, and I was as big, I was big enough to just go over there, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to pick up the Earth. I'm going to grab the Earth. If I were to pick it up, it would seem so much smoother than this glass ball. Now, this glass ball in itself seems very smooth, right? It seems like it's doesn't have any highs or lows. But if you were to actually pick up the Earth, even with the depth of the ocean to the top of the peak, the highest peak on Earth, the Earth would seem so, if you were to grab it in your hand, it would seem so smooth, it would almost seem slimy, it would seem slick. That's how not irregular our Earth is. It's so smooth. It is still that smooth that if you were to pick it up, it would seem so, almost slimy. It would be so smooth you wouldn't be almost feel like you couldn't grab a hold of it. And also, when you look at how the Earth's progression is, the Earth itself, at this copper tubing here, if this is the axis in which the Earth lives on, the Earth does this. It wobbles. So the Earth on its axis, if you're looking at the top of it, it does this. Okay, and then if you're looking at it like this, it does this. So there's a little bit of a wobble here because you got this wobble, and then there's all this wobble. Guys, everything that the Earth is doing, it's doing it because it's what makes us alive. All the imperfections, all the gravity effects, the electrical charge of the Earth and the charge of the air causing the bond of you to the Earth, that gravity pulls you down, that's what makes you amazing. That's what makes you strong. That's what makes you who you are. And because we have a wobble, and because we do fly through the universe and we're doing all these things all at the exact same time, and you can say, well, that sounds really fantastical, Jim. You sound like you're just making that up. You know, we can go and look at the different pyramids across the globe, including those in Utah, Arizona, Nevada, Missouri, Tennessee. Oh, yeah, there's pyramids all across America, Asia, the South Pacific. There's pyramids everywhere, guys. Just because of the ones in the Gaza, or not in the ones in Egypt, just because those are there doesn't mean those are the only ones that exist. South America's got tons of them. Central America's got tons of them. And I say tons of them, I'm saying that, you know, yeah, there's 3 million stones in one pyramid in Egypt. By the way, those pyramids are all across this globe, and they all match the solar system and match the celestial layout. But again, what do I know? But that's the Earth, and that's what we know about the Earth as it is now. We know that the seasons change, and by the seasons changing, it makes us absolutely what we are. It makes things grow. It makes things happen. You know, I've been out trying to make sure that I'm keeping ahead of... Hey, Sarah, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Sarah, I never can say your name last name, Sarah, so you're just going to have to go with Sarah. That's all you get. But anyway, you know, I'm in the backyard. I worked in the yard this weekend going through things. Vince, good to see you. Thank you for being here. Terrence, thank you for being here as well, sir. You know, and I got little saplings and little seedlings and little, you know, sunflower plants popping up everywhere. I've got, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that's coming anew, right? Well, if I were to go out in this backyard and I were to leave things like they are and let the Earth just kind of do its thing, which I basically am, there's all kinds of nature taking over. There's all kinds of grasses and different trees and different plants and different bugs. I've got anthills, and they're doing all their stuff. And there's not one part of those ants that are in the backyard or the bees in the beehive or the grapevines that I have or the fruit trees that I got going or any of that stuff. Those fruit trees really don't need me. I mean, yeah, they're going to perform better because I've cropped them up and I've done some things to them to try to get them, you know, so they're going to produce fruit. But in reality, they don't need me. They pollinate themselves. they produce their own fruit. And if the fruit doesn't get picked and it falls off, well, then that seed goes in the ground hoping to reproduce itself. And that's how that works. And at this point, it doesn't need you or I. It doesn't. Now, if we can blow up almost 3,000 nuclear bombs, just America alone, since the 50s, guys, do we really have a bomb that can blow up the world? Just asking for a friend. Now, that's my story on Earth Day. Let's move on to the next subject. $100 billion this weekend was lost to your congressman. They went out and they got themselves a whole bunch of credit cards, and they swiped all those credit cards, and they got $100 billion to send to everybody else. Now, what is significant about the $100 billion? And yes, I am Brandon, and I haven't seen you in a minute, guy. Good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Now, the $100 billion that they bothered to pass this weekend also had TikTok banned in there. Well, the TikTok ban doesn't actually mean anything about TikTok. Yes, TikTok does need to be moved into a quote-unquote ownership under American ownership. But, you know, what do I know? Let's see here. Edward's over here blowing it up on the other Facebook. Okay, Dutch. Oh, so she says it's Dutch. Sarah says it's Dutch. Dijkstra. Is that right? Dijkstra. Dijkstra? I don't know, Sarah. I'm probably chopping it up pretty good there, but I'm going with Dijkstra. Dijkstra, Sarah Dijkstra. All right, I hope I'm getting that close, but thank you for playing along here at Jim Tries Pronounce Weird-Looking Names. And I'm not very good at it, and it's usually very comical at the end. Anyway, out of the $100 billion, you are now going to see that we're going to see the race for who's going to own TikTok. Now, we already know that there were some ex-Washington swamp creatures who were looking to buy TikTok. And when TikTok was told, hey, do this, this, and this, and they're like, well, we already have the servers in Texas. Yeah, we're owned in Taiwan, but we're not a Chinese company. What's the problem? Okay, well, there you go. Well, we already had the CEO of TikTok testify in front of the House. None of the information is going to China, you know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the list goes on and on, okay? No, it's not a TikTok ban. I want you to listen to me when I say this. It's not a TikTok ban. It is the government coming in. Oh, look, I lost a Twitter follower. I went from 3302 to 3301 in the last 20 minutes, guys, or 12 minutes, whatever it is, when I gave you guys the last update to the amount on Dijkstra. Okay, I got it. The amount of followers I have on X or Twitter, I have lost one just in the last 15, 20 minutes here. Thanks to X, Twitter. You guys are awesome. No censorship here. So what happens in the TikTok ban has nothing to do with anything other than the Patriot Act. So remember the Patriot Act when we were all so patriotic and pounding our fists and, you know, go get those Arabics, go get those people in the Middle East. We're going to bomb them all. Roar, down with the Muslims. That didn't work out too well with Obama, did it? We just rushed those Muslims right into the White House. Anyway, the Patriot Act brought in the surveillance of Americans without warrants and allowing our government to be able to do things that are absolutely none of their business. Remember, it's a representative government, a constitutional republic. They are your public servants. They are not your leaders. They are not your selected leaders. They are not your leaders. They do not hold power over you. You hold the power and you let them administer it. See the difference there? Pay attention to those words. They mean a lot. Now, what's going to happen is this Patriot Act, TikTok ban, when this all goes through, by the way, it was tied in with the Ukraine money. She's got to love it. So, Ukraine, the Khazarian Mafia, who is fighting Russia, is going to get themselves another big old fat paycheck. I think they're getting somewhere in the $40 billion-ish range. Who knows? $60 billion. Who cares? It's just money we don't even have. We don't even have the money to even feel like we've lost the money to give it to them. We really don't, guys. There's no value in our checking account. There's nothing of value here. Now, if you're watching the world markets and you're watching how things are going on, I've been watching Raytheon. Raytheon alone over the weekend gained $6 on their stock. That's a lot. So when you think of it, when they go up that much, why are they going up that much? Well, they just got a big old boost of money that's going to replenish American armament that we have been giving to Ukraine. By the way, guys, when you're doing the math in your head, and I know you have to do a lot of math in your head to keep track of the $300 billion that we have sent to Ukraine, I want you to listen to this. A lot of what they're saying is Ukraine money isn't always Ukraine money. It's, oh, we're going to go buy, we're going to take some of these old missiles and these old bullets that just go bad on the shelf. You know, bullets. They're just always going bad. These rounds of ammunition, they're just going bad, you know. So we're going to give the old stuff to Ukraine. We're going to buy some new stuff for us. That's cool, right? Good stuff. Yeah. You guys okay with that? So what that does is that means that we go and we buy more stuff for America, give them our old stuff. But then always in the accounting, we always have a little problem. Remember that we messed up last year. I don't know if you guys remember that the Pentagon came out and said, oh, we accidentally gave Ukraine too much money. Too much. We gave them too many things. So we thought we were going to give them this sticker. We thought we were going to give them this sticker, say, choose love, right? We were like, hey, man, here's some stuff. We know you need, you know, we you need some encouragement. But we went ahead and gave them the whole factory. We just gave them the factory that the love sticker, the choose love sticker is printed in. We gave them the whole company. We gave them everything. Oh, and oops, we didn't mean to, but we can't take it back either, and we can't make that balance right. Once we've already given them the money, we have no way of getting that back. Do you see how stupid this is? We overgave to Ukraine, and now we don't know how to get it back. But since that's happened, we've approved another almost $100 billion since we found out we gave them too much armament. Too many bombs and missiles and bullets and stuff. So the value of what we sent over, we miscalculated, oops, but we have no way of clawing that money back. How could we ever figure out how to claw that money back? By the way, guys, you understand that this money is not a loan that you're giving Ukraine. You'll never get this money back. It's simply your money gone. I mean, it's literally just toilet water. It is sewage. It don't touch it. It ain't coming back. It goes down that little pipe thing in the bathroom, that little hole, and the water goes down it, and it just never comes back. It's just flushed down the toilet. You're not getting it back. There's no rewards card or points or free gas from this deal. The money's gone. So you're not getting it back. But let me go on to explain to you a little bit more about the $100 billion you wrote over the weekend. Now, by the way, the Senate still has to approve it, which is a foregone conclusion. You know their dumbasses are going to run right in there. And, oh yeah, I. Now, Johnson's got himself in a little bit of a pickle because he was the one that said he would never, ever approve more money for Ukraine. And he would, why is Trump backing the Speaker of the House? I don't think he's backing him anymore, but he also may know how he's manipulated as well as other people in the House of Representatives. When they get the dirty photos, they put the gun to your little daughter's head and say, if you don't cooperate, we'll just put a bullet in her head while you watch. The horrific stories of men having to have sex with underage boys and girls in front of their families so that they don't execute their families. The idea that they dump kiddie porn on people's stuff all the time. This is This is literally how they keep control of these people. And so if we wonder why Johnson's doing what he's doing, maybe he's not as religious and bended knee asking the Lord. Maybe he's not quite as religious as we thought. Maybe he's got a little thing about feet or whatever. We don't know, right? Why not call it what it really is, Jim? Congressional thievery. Oh, yeah. It's called a kleptocracy. Kleptocracy, guys, is when the cons run the government and are doing everything they can to steal us blind while we think that they're representing us. It's called a kleptocracy, and that's a word you'll have to look up. I'm not sure how to spell it. I mean, I can't even hardly say Sarah's name well because it has an S-A-R-A. No, I'm just giving you a hard time, Sarah. Thank you. anyway, so good to see you. Thank you for being here, though, guys. I really do appreciate Sarah and your help with your last name. Now, going back to the $100 billion. Now, in that $100 billion, we've talked about two different players, haven't we? Now, let me give you something here that's not going to make you feel, hey, Pete, good, all right, buddy, good to see you. Thank you for being a part of the show. He says, I have to go for now. Thanks for being a part of the show, buddy. I do appreciate it. Sandra, good to see you. Let me a couple different things. Multiple organizations. I'm going to use that word the way it sounds, and I know it doesn't sound like I really am putting my finger on the pulse of this. Multiples of organizations will be receiving money from us in that $100 billion. But we're going to call it humanitarian aid. Haiti, Hamas, what? Palestinians, what? Iran, what? Syria, what? What are you talking about? Taiwan, what? Why is Taiwan getting humanitarian? Why is Africa getting money? Why are they getting humanitarian? Oh, and then there's some end of year bill money. Oh, there's some bills we need to take care of for the federal government. You just threw some money in there for you too? Bingo. Now, guys, if you listen, I was talking about all the people that are in that little theater area. We've got Iran. We've got Iraq. We've got Syria. We've got Palestinians. We got Israelites. We got Hamas, which is just a political party. That's all it is, like the Democrats or Republicans. The Democrats are terrorists, and so are the Republicans. You know why the Republicans are terrorists? They're the greatest terrorists of all. The greatest terrorists of all are the ones that you believe are your friends but shoot you in the back when you're facing the enemy. See, we as Americans are willing to face the enemy. We're willing to look at the enemy and say, you are the problem. And we're willing to go down that path with them. And say, listen, we got this. We know what we want. We know where we need to be. But my problem is the terrorists who talk about how they're conservative and they're standing for the will of the people and they're trying to defend democracy. See, they give themselves away in that one word, democracy. We're not a democracy. We're supposed to be a constitutional republic, but we're a kleptocracy, which means that you guys are just stealing from us and telling us how great it is to be the servants, and they're doing everything they can. It's the other guy. It's your other guy. It's the other guy. It's the other aisle. It's the other president. It's the other speaker of the house. It's the other committee member. It's the other Department of Justice. It's the other Capitol Police. It's the other FBI. It's the other NSA. It's the other CIA. It's the other special services. It's that. Plausible deniability is what you're thinking of. Plausible deniability is the silos that everybody works in, and then they can't figure out how to get themselves, you know, like we can't get a complete answer. We like, this guy's like, well, I don't know what's going on. I just take this little copper rod and I move it from this side of the desk to this side of the desk. And then when one shows up here again, I move it from here to here. And then when another one finds, I move it from here to here, and I do my job. Not my job to figure out where it came from. I don't know. It's not my job to judge whether it's a good copper rod or not. I'm not here to test it. It's not my deal, not my monkey, not my circus. So when the rod shows up, I just do my job. See, I'm just doing my job. See, oh, look, here's another one. I just put it over here. Nobody seems to be able to want to take accountability, and no one wants to stand up. Because why? Just like Tucker Carlson said in his interview with Joe Rogan last week, which I did listen to that entire interview, and I will tell you, it was a long interview. It's 3 hours and 7 minutes. And I will tell you, I listened to it, and they touched a lot of things that we talk about here on the Jim Price Show consistently about your source, about who your creator is, about the battle of evil, the battle of wills, the things that are going on behind us, the things that this evilness that is truly here, a spiritual warfare. And I'm not talking about spiritual as in like just the biblical reference, but I'm talking about, we're talking about dimensional spiritual warfare here. We're talking about those, you know, those nymphs and those fairies and pixies and all the demons and all the other things, or whatever you, whatever label you want to put on there. See, that my problem is, guys, is that when you understand that the word Satan was only referenced as the opposer or the evil one, and it never referenced to the word Satan, and we use the word Satan consistently, even though we infer it as the level of understanding who the evil one really is. But if we saw the evil one in front of us right now, he would look like the angel of light. He would be the most beautiful musical thing that we'd ever seen in our life. We would be so in awe of the music and the sounds, because that's who created music, that we would fall down and worship that angel. But the problem is we always think is that angel that God created as the most beautiful is actually some type of bifurcated tail with red skin, a horn, and hooves, and half man, half beast with a Van Dyke. By the way, this is a Van Dyke, folks. This is not a goatee. You have to look up what a goatee is to understand the difference between a Van Dyke, a mustache, and a goatee. But my problem is that we've got all these things just like Santa Claus, but we also know that Santa Claus was Santa Claus, which was actually an evil, evil being, an evil spirit. And yet we worship that person as the guy who brings Santa Claus brings all these gifts to little boys and girls in the middle of the night. But we don't want to use history in the way it really is, because it's too easy to just follow along with the commercial stuff. Now, one of the conversations I had this weekend was I realized that commercials are just nothing but lying. Hey, Kathleen, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Don't get to see you much on the show. Thank you for being a part of the show. Kathleen always comments on the Jim Price Show chat, but we don't get to see her very often on the show. So thank you so much for being here. Now, the conversation I was having was like, advertising is just literally lying. I mean, it's literally lying. And why I say that, let's say, you know, I'm looking at this antacid container here. And on the front of it, it's like, compared to Tums Ultra Strength active ingredient, you know, asterisks. It's got the members mark, Ultra Strength 1000. Well, what does 1000 mean? Antacid tablets, sorted berries, naturally and artificially flavored, 265 chewable tablets. And then you look over here on the other side, and what is the very first item? Sodium carbonate, 1000 milligrams. And acid, which is just baking soda. But see, this whole bottle here has got a nice blue lid on it, which makes it a certain type of recyclable plastic. And if it doesn't have a triangle on it with a number inside of it, it's not recyclable. Just like this white plastic here has a certain amount of flexibility but rigidity to it. And it has a recycle symbol down here. It says a number 6. That means this plastic here is recyclable, but this plastic lid is not. Now, the reason I'm pointing all this out to you is it's got a nice shiny foil package, and all this is fancy baking soda with some sugar in it. That's it. Gluten-free, by the way. Doesn't have any wheat protein in it. That's nice. But when you think about advertising and stuff in general, and once in a while, you know, I still have to take those because I still have, you know, guys stress me out, right? Well, Carrie says, I thought you were off the antacid. Well, I am, Carrie. And this expired in 2022. So if that tells you how many I've been taking, there's where they're at right there. And I'm sure if I dumped them out, I haven't taken that many. But that's from 2022. So that's how often I take those, Carrie. We're in 2024, aren't we? You know, it's been a couple of years. So it expired a couple of years ago, which means I probably had it a couple of years prior to that, which means it's probably 4 to 5 years old already. But what I'm talking about is the advertising of things and how we want to lie to ourselves and how we're willing to lie to the people around us consistently. And advertising is really a way of just conning somebody. And I guess my problem is that, you know what? Hey, guys, copper is amazing. Methylfolate's amazing. Iodine's amazing. All these things that I'm telling you about that can fix your body and get you in the path of healing make me zero money. Now, I've got products out there, and I've got things that will help me make money, and you guys can buy my pillow, or you can buy these guys buy the apricot seeds, or you can buy the General Flynn tickets to go see his movie, or you can, I mean, there's all these different things, right, that you can do to help support the Jim Price Show, or just send $20 a month, $100 a month, whatever it is, just be, you know, religious about it. And as you go down through that, you know, that idea is that, well, I could sit here and tell you, oh man, listen, if you don't buy this copper tubing here, this copper tubing, if you don't get this bought, you're going to die. If you don't have this, when the electricity goes out, oh, your heart's going to stop. And I get it. There are things that I've bought and I have done because there are certain things that I've prepared for. But there are also things that I know that I can tell you guys about that are very, very super inexpensive and that will save your life. But just like the false advertising we're getting from our government telling us they're doing a TikTok ban when it's really about them coming in like the Patriot Act and taking over all of our stuff, taking over our apps, taking over things in our lives that really... Okay, so Sarah says, I need to figure out my thyroid. Sarah, that's Lugol's iodine. Lugol's iodine starts with 3 drops in the morning. And double it every 2 weeks in some water. And 3 drops in the morning, double it every 2 weeks till you get to 100. And it should take you a while to get up to speed. Probably about a year of that would get you your iodine right. But within 3 months of taking those drops, you will be off the Synthroid, Sarah. And you and your mental clarity, your emotional stability, your weight, your temperature, all those things will start all over again. And you will start feeling better almost immediately. I would tell you to get on some chromium picolinate. Chromium picolinate is really good for stress as well as weight loss, as well as cell migration, allowing the hormone insulin to travel in and out of your cells. So again, your thyroid needs to be reset with iodine. Once that's reset, there's a few other things we could do, but I will tell you right now, Sarah, get yourself on Lugol's iodine. It's potassium iodine. If you need the link, text me or message me. I will send you a link where to find it. But you can get, if you know anybody who is on Synthroid, who has thyroid issues, has gallbladder issues, has pancreas issues, whatever it is, have them get a hold of me because all these things are simply cured by simple herbs and minerals. I'm telling you right now, folks, I do not sell you. My Daily Naturals is your basic cell function. I'm just trying to get you to just put the rubber on the tires. You got a V8, you got a V10, you're fast as hell, you're quick, man, you're just great, but you're living in limp mode because you don't have the right minerals in your diet. And that's why it's super important for that. Also, if you're wanting to do clean slate and get those heavy metals out of your body, help get rid of any type of spike proteins, any type of vaccines, or any type of glyphosate that's in your pelvis or pelvic area, get a hold of me and I will let you know where you get that clean slate. But Sarah, I've got ways to help you. If you want, guys want help, I will one-off help everybody. I have traveled. I have made phone calls, Zoom calls. I've worked with people extensively on trying to make sure to get them off of these government chemicals. And by the way, guys, all this stuff is all government chemicals. There's nothing in these things that are actually here to cure you. They're actually here to destroy you. They're actually keep you sick and diseased. You see what the dogs are barking at because obviously, yeah. Let's see. You guys are barking at nothing. Love it. Edward says, I got started on my iodine also helps our body. Absolutely. So good for you. Thank you for giving that word of testimony there, Edward. Now, guys, I want to talk about, so remember all these other groups that got into this $100 billion thing with this thing over the weekend? By the way, I watched it on C-SPAN. You guys want to know what I did on Saturday? I watched C-SPAN, and I watched the House of Representatives take you and bend you over and do things to you that you don't want to tell anybody. Now, I'm telling you right now, these people were, oh, by the way, that's when they were all waving their Ukrainian flag. I got an American, here's what I do, you know. This is the gold fringe one because we're in maritime law, but I'll wave my American flag. I'll get my American flag out. I do that because I'm American. Now, why do I have people on the House floor waving Ukrainian flags? Because it's not about you, and it's not about America, stupid. You're the problem. You're the idiot. You don't support Ukraine. And so the Democrats and some Republicans got up there and were waving their flags oh so proudly. And then they put them in their pockets, you know, so that, oh, I don't have it out. It's just kind of fluttering around on my shoulder. See, it's not me. It's just my flags in my pocket, in my lapel pocket. It's not me. Oh, this is not me. And then I watch this one black lady. She gets up there and she's like this at the guy who's the speaker that day, and it wasn't Johnson. Someone else was running all these things because, by God, Johnson can't be bothered to be up there. Now, she gets up there, and she goes like, and the guy's like, hey, no, you cannot be waving flags or whatever. You know, he gives her the warning, and then she, and as he kind of like looks down, she's like a little kid, like, and then she hides it behind her back like this. This is what you're working, guys. You guys think that somehow, because these are congressmen, that they have somehow elevated to some type of sophistication that the rest of us commoners could not elevate ourselves to. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's even something a little more nefarious about a lot of these things that are going on in the world around us. And I looked up on Saturday, or Sunday, it was yesterday. I wanted to figure out why it is that, why are we spending... Let's just use round numbers. I'm going to make this number up completely fictitious, not reality at all. $30 billion. We're going to send it's like $34 billion. We're going to spend $30 billion to Israel. Now, Israel is a country in the Middle East, and Israel has Israelites in there, and Palestinians in there, and Americans, and Russians, and Chinese, and Afghanistanis, and Iranians, and all these other Egyptians, and all these other people that live in Israel. So Israel is a country, and in Israel has a place called Bethlehem. And according to the Bible, the Bethlehem tends to be a very significant place according to the Bible. Now, Christians believe that Bethlehem was the birthplace of Jesus. The Jews... not so much. Now, that's not the Jewish lineage of DNA. That's the Jewish religion. And then there's the Jewish DNA. You know, some people have got Irish or Scottish or Norwegian or whatever, and other people don't. Some people have Jewish. Some people have Chinese or Vietnamese or Korean. What do I know? Now, so this money that we spent over there, this $100 billion or $90 billion we've sent, $93 billion we're sending to over there. Well, we're not sending it all over there because we're going to send some over to Taiwan and some down to South America. We're going to send some over to Africa. Then there's some for the Middle East. And then there's some for Haiti down here in the Gulf of Mexico. And there's no earmarking where this money goes. It's unencumbered money. Meaning the House of Representatives literally wrote a blank check for humanitarian aid. It just says, for humanitarian aid. At whose discretion? Not yours. Yeah. Stop. You don't get to make these decisions. It's just money that it's on your credit card. What does it matter? So... when we think of this whole thing where this money went racing over there, by the way, we're getting ready to switch over to $35 trillion. That will be coming very, very quickly. Now, here's the kicker. Sunday. I think it was Sunday. It was yesterday morning. I looked up. I said, what was the deficit for Israel in 2023? What was their shortfall on their budget? How far did they come? Did they have extra money? Did they have a surplus? And how much, how much did we got? What did they do? So are they like us? Like, we're spending trillions of dollars a year in debt. Like, trillions of dollars every year. Now, what does that mean? So I go and I say, hey, what's going on here? So get to it, Jim. All right, that's fine. I'll get to it. You want to do it? Yeah, we'll talk about it. I looked up Israel's deficit for last year. It was $5 billion. They had a shortfall of $5 billion. We are $35 trillion in debt that we have literally put on our shoulders in the last 40 years. Last really 20 years, if you really want to get kind of start squeezing it down a little bit. 20, 25 years. When Obama came in the floodgates opened, because remember, Clinton had a surplus. You guys remember that? Remember that whole surplus thing where you're supposed to have gotten a check and got money back and all that? And because he just gave the money back to the people, but then turned around and still taxed us anyway? Remember that whole thing? And then when Obama came along, he gave everybody that tax break, but then doubled their taxes the next year and said, oh, hey, I gave that tax break last year. I just need to get that back from you now. Remember that whole thing? Remember the cash for clunkers and where we took millions and millions and millions of cars off of the American market to create a higher value in cars so that the old cars were not around and be able to be traded. So it created a value change in the auto industry. So what am I getting at? Israel, one of the wealthiest countries on earth, was able to run their entire country and only went into debt $5 billion last year. We wrote them over a $30 billion check on Saturday. Well, we will be. I mean, I know we haven't officially transferred the money. But that's and so here's my thing. So we made up the $5 billion for their deficit. So we paid off last year's debt for them. Is anybody paying off our debt for all the missiles and the bombs and the blood and the men that we put into the battlefield? Anybody paying us back? Anybody writing us a check for security forces? How about all that, the equipment that we left over to the Afghanistani army, and then when ISIS walked in and said, hey, that's ours, the Afghan army said, oh, yeah, that's yours. Did we want to talk about that? How about the trillions of dollars we spent? How about the trillions of dollars we spent in Afghanistan or Iraq? How about the money we spent in Iran? How about the money we spent in Sudan? How about the money we have spent in Ukraine, the $300 billion there? We're racing towards a trillion with that alone. And why are we in there? No reason at all. Putin has all the rights in the world to get rid of the Gazarian mafia. Oh, John Rayer says, I lost what your point is. We paid off someone else's debt while we're going into debt. That's the point, John. That's the ultimate point. We literally paid off their last year's debt so they could be debt-free while we're trillions of dollars in debt. Seems pretty stupid. If I'm writing you an IOU, if I'm writing someone else an IOU to give you money, did I ever have the money? Was that ever money that I should have been actually passing out to anybody whatsoever? I don't think so. So, Daisy, what are you barking at? So, I do love the dogs when they get excited about the horses across the street that have been there their entire life. It's always such a joy to hear them lose their minds over it. And Daisy's just barking at the front window right now. She's killing me. And I can't stop her because she's deaf. Send her! Hear barking coming down. Hi. What's your sister doing? Come here. So, well, come on, come on. Come here, Cinder. Maggie, you want to come up? Good girl. Come on, come on. Okay, I'll get you both up here. All right, Maggie, good to see you. This is Maggie. She's got the brown nose. Yeah. So, it's good to see you. Yeah, the public doesn't get to see you too often. They get to see Cinder. All right. The point is, guys, at the end of the day, we are paying for other people's wars. We are sending our men into... Oh, Megan, good to see you. Thank you for being here. I hope to see you again soon. We have sent our men into war from World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the South Pacific, parts of the European theater, Africa, France, Germany, Russia, South America. We send our men into countries all across this globe, into the meat grinder, and we've been doing it for as long as we can remember, and we have no business doing it at all. We got a southern border right now that is so wide open, it makes prostitutes look like virgins. I'm just telling you. It is absolutely abusive, and they know what they're doing, and this is the world we live in, where we continue to have a Congress that tells us they're doing all these amazing things for the world around us, but we have no business. Good to see you, Peter. Thank you so much for being here. We have absolutely no business being in the Middle East. We have absolutely no business being in Ukraine. We got no business being in Thailand, Taiwan, Korea, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, Germany. I mean, what are we doing, folks? What are we doing? And let me give you something else. We're over here calling China bad people while we tell China to help us with Russia. Then we tell China, Russia, that they're bad people, and then we go blow up their Nord Stream pipeline and then tell the world how they're the bad guys for no blowing up their own pipeline, which makes zero sense. But then at the end of the day, guys, do you think for 2 seconds that anybody is going to pay attention to America when BRICS has Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and United Emirates, and South Africa, and Brazil, and okay, do you think that the countries that are using BRICS, the same monetary system that they're fighting against the SWIFT program, do you think those two countries, China and Russia, are going to start fighting each other when we're the problem? See, I really do. This is where I hope and pray that on the backside of all this, that we do have things laid in place according to Trump. I hope that we have been able to set up things in a way that the new quantum financial system, the new quantum computing, the new quantum internet, the internet 3.0, which is coming very fast, guys. I don't know if you realize how the internet has had different phases and different things go on in it, but we had internet 1.0, which was your dial-up effect. When you had internet 1.0, you got dial-up. It was real clunky, pages flow, you know, you went to a page and you drew it out and it scanned, you know, it finally filled in and you'd go out to a, there really wasn't apps or websites like we think of today that are interactive. But then apps came along and that was Internet 2.0. And Internet 2.0 is the cloud-based, everything runs off of a program online. You don't really honestly have the app on your phone, but you have access through the app to their website. That's the 2.0 of things, and we're in the transitioning of 2.5 right now, and we will be in 3.0. But when we go to 3.0, I do believe that that is when all of the handcuffs called Google, called the NSA, CIA, FBI, that is when the handcuffs come off and we actually become a free people and going into the 3.0 of the internet. That's where we're going to be going, guys. That's how things are going. But I want you to listen right now. We paid off Israel's debt, but they needed humanitarian aid and war aid. Why? If they're so debt-free, and they need to be in war, why don't they just go do their own credit card? Why don't they go run their own people through the machine? Why don't they go take care of their own problems in the Middle East? That's their neighbor, not ours. See, again, we have to think about that. Jonathan says the new internet will be known as Muskland. Well, if you actually look it up, the way that the new Internet of Things will be, I lost another follower, guys, on X. I am now down another follower. I've lost two followers in this hour. So, boy, when I go live, I drain off the followers. It's unbelievable. Anyway, guys, know that this world around you is lying to you in ways that you can actually make it a better place by reflecting back to them the truth. Do not let the deflection or redirection of their lies continue to hold you down. You've been amazing that through this whole thing. You've learned so much. And now that you see the problems, know what they are and go forward and fight them. Understand the enemy is out there, not inside of here. Yes, we do have the ego called, or the enemy inside of us called ego. And our ego does a lot of crazy things. But if we start learning how we can embrace our suck, embrace our frailty, embrace or whatever's, we'll find ourselves in a better place in the future. So guys, remember, keep your positive mindset, keep yourself moving forward, keep yourself in a better place every single day. Don't let these people mess with you in a way that just allows them to run you over. You don't have to be a part of it. And you guys have done an amazing job so far. Yeah, keep running your mouth, keep talking about how you don't want money going to Taiwan and, you know, Sudan and Hamas and all that. Guys, start talking about it. Your energy is real. And the problem is they don't think that you're mad enough, so they'll just keep doing what they're doing because, again, they don't think you're mad enough. They're not afraid of you. Why should they have to be afraid of you? They've got a checkbook, and they've got the FBI, the NSA, CIA to come after you if you go against them. So don't speak bad about the small g government. Oh, they're the bad one. Well, you're the bad one. Not them. You're bad. You're wrong. Oh, gaslighting, right? All right, guys, remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. I'll make promise. I can't keep. Guys, you've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government but never limits you. And I know I've been going through a couple things in my mind about how the states supersede the federal government, and there's some work I'm doing on that, on how the Constitution was originally written, that the federal government had two jobs. That was immigration and national security, and anything in that the Fourth Amendment that talks about how no laws can be contradictory to the federal, no state laws can be contradictory to the federal law. Well, that would mean no immigration or national security laws. That's how that works. So anyway, working on those things for you guys. Hope we can all understand the Constitution and administer it better in our life. All right, guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. If you have questions or comments, get a hold of me, and I will get back to you. Remember, My Daily Naturals, promo code PRICE, MyPillow, Swiss Bionics, you know, Richardson Nutrition's, the RNCstore.com for your B17 Latrils for anti-cancer. Guys, these things are all out there for you guys. If you need anything like that, let me know, and I'll get a hold of you, and we can work it out. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you so much for everything you guys do. Remember, these people are out here lying to you about the TikTok ban when it's really about the Trojan horse called the Patriot Act of the Internet. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.